Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me today is Executive Director of the Pella Chamber of Commerce, Karen Eichen. She's here to talk about the outdoor seating ordinance for the city of Pella. She's here to talk about the outdoor seating ordinance for businesses downtown and future improvements planned for the city of Pella.
One of the big things that folks are going to notice downtown is some businesses that have to apply for a permit is to get outdoor seating. And this week really is a perfect week for that kind of environment. And really the summertime is in Iowa. Talk about this ordinance that was passed recently by the city council that will allow businesses to apply for permits to have outdoor seating.
Well, this was one of the recommendations that Roger Brooks, who's a destination development specialist, recommended to us last year when he was into our area, kind of looking at our area from a visitor's perspective on exactly what we could do to really elevate our area as a tourism destination. And one of the aspects that he noticed that we didn't have was outdoor seating, whether it be tables and chairs in front of restaurants or just in front of stores in general. Many of our businesses, you know, serve coffee or ice cream or just have a great place for people to hang out outside of the store, and it just gives that friendly environment, very pedestrian friendly downtown atmosphere that we really did want to take that recommendation, run with it. So we did approach the city council, help them develop guidelines, and ultimately the council did pass that ordinance a couple weeks ago, and anybody in the Central Business District, which is kind of our downtown area, can apply to have tables and chairs outside of their business. And again, not necessarily if they have food or don't have food, it's just a welcoming part of their storefronts, and their patrons can sit outside, enjoy what they have to serve, or even if they want to enjoy what they just purchased inside the store.
And what's the timeline for this? You know, the ordinance is passed, but there's obviously a permit application process. When are we going to see businesses maybe experiment with this, and then when are we going to see it in full effect?
Well, they can start applying at any time. It's just really up to them when they want to purchase furniture, the approval process. I'm going to guess that's all going to take, you know, a couple weeks to a month. Now, the tables and chairs themselves are allowed on the sidewalks until the 31st of October. That is very weather dependent. As we all live in Iowa, we know what that can do. So we still do have a couple of months. My guess is next year you'll see it in full season, which is April 1st. Through October 31. So we'll probably see a lot more next year, but I would encourage all the downtown businesses to take advantage of that this year. It's almost the end of season for outdoor furniture. It's a great time to purchase those, and the guidelines are very flexible as far as what the look can be. Certainly, they need to be very sturdy, take winds, things like that, but the guidelines are very flexible and should make a great addition to the downtown.
But one rule that is noted is that it can't be out during tulip time just because of the influx of traffic. Just remind folks that there are going to be certain times of the year and events of the year where they'll have to put it away.
Well, the ordinance, and that was one of the things we developed. Tulip time, we do see so many people on the sidewalks that we just thought we didn't want to impede traffic flow. So the ordinance does state that during the festival that they be removed and stored away from the storefronts, whether that be inside the business or off-site, but that's really the only time during the summer. So the other events don't necessarily see that large of influx of visitors, so having those out for them to enjoy is a fantastic idea.
Is there anything along these lines that the Chamber's also working on? I know the comprehensive plan is more of a planning and zoning thing, but really it's all about trying to make that downtown more welcoming and getting more people to take in the businesses and the atmosphere.
Well, again, we have taken some of the recommendations from Roger Brooks and have started implementing those. You may be downtown on Friday nights or during the day on Saturday and see street entertainers either underneath the Glockenspiel or in front of the information windmill. We have recruited some of those entertainers, which are fantastic, and they have somewhat volunteered their time, and we do give them a small stipend for performing and basically entertaining our guests, whether they be residents or those from out of town, into the downtown area. You will also notice those that answer questions for visitors inside the information windmill are in Dutch costume. We are all about a Dutch settlement here. We have Dutch storefronts. A lot of what we do is tied back to our roots, and we really wanted to take that to the next level. So the obvious place was, the first place that a visitor would go would be the information windmill, and that should be what they see. So that has been a great addition. Our volunteers report they are going to be in a lot of photo albums because they do get asked to have their picture taken quite often.
And thanks again to Karen Eichen for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.